June was Pride Month. The city of Huntington celebrated by hosting its second annual Pride Picnic, part of a LGBT inclusion campaign spearheaded by the city's mayor. For Mayor Williams, making LGBT acceptance a city policy is about more than promoting tolerance. It's also about economic growth. Monique Laborde reports.
At the second annual Pride Picnic in Huntington, 20 vendors and sponsors have set up tents, while college students from the Marshall University radio station play Dolly Parton and Lady Gaga on loudspeakers. Hundreds of Huntington's residents munch on free hot dogs and slaw.
All right, everybody, go ahead. I'll interrupt every once in a while with some official announcements, some thank yous from our vendors. But until then, just mix and mingle, listen to some good music, and let's have a good time.
The Pride Picnic is one product of Huntington's recent LGBT inclusivity initiative. Participant Jackie Lewis is overjoyed with the turnout.
We were here last year for the first, and this year is better and more people and have all the booths and everything. And my friends from across the country, you have Gay Day in West Virginia? I can't believe it, you know?
Lewis is keeping track of LGBT inclusion in her city. And as we talk, she mentions someone whose name comes up frequently in conversations at the picnic, Mayor Steve Williams.
I think with this mayor, he's made it possible that we can work towards being more open. I'm sure it's like freaking him out too that he's being so liberal. But I think he believes that people are equal.
Huntington's campaign for a more inclusive community started around 2014, when the Human Rights Campaign, the largest LGBT advocacy group in the U.S., rated Huntington a 45 out of 100 on its measure of municipal LGBT inclusivity. I caught Mayor Williams greeting people at the Pride Picnic.
I wouldn't miss this for anything other than.
Can you talk about where you were the day that you saw the score from the Human Rights Campaign that was a 45? Do you remember that day?
Yeah, I was sitting in my office, and I looked at it and made me sick to my stomach. I was ashamed. So I thought, the city that I love, the city that I know is better than that. And I said, look at this. This isn't acceptable. Find out what we have to do. Find out what we have to do to start improving our scores.
The city has made big strides since 2013. City Council unanimously passed a non-discrimination ordinance protecting LGBT people. The city started a campaign recognizing inclusive businesses, and Mayor Williams formed an LGBT advisory committee. Justin Murdoch, co-chair of that committee, witnessed how the Human Rights Campaign's scoring system motivated the mayor.
He's an ex-Marshall football player, just a real competitive guy all around. Not just in this, but in everything he does, he says, I don't want to follow what Charleston's doing. I don't even want to follow what Lexington or Columbus are doing. I want Huntington to lead the way.
You know, without Mayor Williams' leadership, this wouldn't be happening.
That's Jan Rader, Huntington's openly gay fire chief, who has worked for the city for almost 24 years. She attended the Pride Picnic with her partner and her dog.
It's important for people to be who they are. And to not feel threatened by being themselves. It took me a long time to be comfortable in my own skin. People in the LGBTQ community still have to worry about basic human rights from time to time, and that's not good.
Mayor Williams is also a former investment banker. He says LGBT-friendly policies in a region where cities are competing for residents and business makes economic sense.
We're in the middle of 2018. I'm praying, I'm hoping, I'm aspiring that the word starts to drift out about what Huntington is doing and our population starts to increase. If for nothing else, if your heart isn't at the right place, if you're not doing it for all the right reasons, if you're only doing it for the economic reasons, that's enough.
And there's research suggesting tolerance is an important factor in stimulating a region's economic growth. Economist Richard Florida has published research on the role of tolerance in economic development. Florida finds that tolerance and openness attract more highly skilled workers, more entrepreneurship, and raise regional wages. While it might be too early to measure the economic impacts of inclusive city policies in Huntington, last year, the city scored a 95 on the Human Rights Campaign's Index of LGBT Inclusion. That's the same score as Berkeley, California. Last year, Charleston, West Virginia scored a 67, and Parkersburg scored a 20.
Very simply, we can't afford to just say we're only going to take certain people in this part of the country. If we're LGBT inclusive, folks find that this is an area that they can come and be accepted and be able to live their life, come on down to Huntington.
Next year, Mayor Williams hopes Huntington can earn a perfect score from the Human Rights Campaign on LGBT inclusion. And maybe it'll be the ticket to jumpstarting Huntington's economy. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Monique Laborde.